This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us among those who will stay the last in this world before the day of judgment. Say ameen, jama'ah. You know why? Who wants to be among the last people to die in the day of judgment, jama'ah? I hope you don't raise your hands. Why is that something not good? Why is that? Who are these people who are going to be the last to live and the last to die before the establishment of the Day of Judgment? The worst. The worst. The worst of the people. Shirar al-Khalq, as the Prophet ﷺ called them. Okay, then what happened to the good guys? Let's see what the Prophet ﷺ says in this hadith. Hadith number 1828 in Riyad al-Salihin. Qala kitab al-manthurati wal-mulah. The book of miscellaneous ahadith of significant values. وعن مرداس الأسلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال مرداس الأسلمي رضي الله عنه, one of the companions who were with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in بيعة الرضوان. بيعة الرضوان is when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم went for the Umrah and they were banned from coming into Mecca. And then eventually there were negotiation between the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the people of Mecca, to which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent his companion Uthman رضي الله عنه to negotiate the terms with the people of Mecca. Rumor spread around that he was killed. And he was ambushed, he was killed, and the Prophet ﷺ immediately he brought the Sahaba and they were all obliged to fight for the blood of Uthman radiallahu anhu under that tree. And that's what was called Bay'atul Rudwan. The Bay'ah, the pledge that Allah subhanahu was pleased with the people who gave the Prophet pledge under that tree in that incident. So he was one of them. And Allah subhanahu said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ, Allah is pleased with those who بَيْعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ, who gave it a pledge under that tree. So he was one of those people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So he said, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمَ, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, يَذْهَبُ الصَّالِحُونَ الْأَوَّلْ فَالْأَوَّلْ. He said, the pious people will depart one after the other one. One after the other. The good people will die one after the other one. Subhanallah. قال وتبقى حثالة كحثالة الشعير أو التمر. And he said, what remains after that? He said that the dregs of people, like the sediment of barley or dates, will remain. This is basically the husk or the bran, you know, the shell of the wheat and the shell of the date when it dries up. You know, when you have a mashallah, full, nice, beautiful box of dates, and you look on the surface, it's so beautiful, so juicy, so nice. And then sometimes you put it after Ramadan in your pantry for a few weeks, months probably, if not even years. And then one day you find that box. Oh my God, subhanAllah. When you pick the dates out of that box, what stays in there in that box underneath? Those shells, the skin of the date that is dried off completely, or the barley, stays there. What do you do with that box? Are you going to go and pick those pieces? Of course not. What are you going to do with the box with those pieces all in there? Throw it away. Why? Because it has no value to you. It has absolutely no value to you. And the Prophet ﷺ says in this hadith the same thing over here. قال وتبقى حثالة كحثالة الشعير أو التمر لا يباليهم الله بالا. He says, and at the end of the time, after these good people all gone, there will be those people, the dregs of people, like the sediment of barley or dates, will remain. Allah will not raise them in value and esteem. And they will have absolutely no value to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is why Allah azza wa jal will cause the day of judgment to be established in their presence. They will be the people who will see the horrors of the day of judgment when it starts, when it's established. Allah will spare the believers from going through this. So how this happens? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-salih al-awwal fal-awwal. The righteous ones will depart from this world one after the other one. We've heard so many hadith from the Prophet ﷺ how it happens. So for example, the ulama, first we'll begin with the scholars and the ulama. What happens with the ulama? The Prophet ﷺ says, on the day of towards the end of the day, the end of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause knowledge to depart from this world. How? قال, he's not going to remove knowledge altogether at once. Rather, he will take the ulama. He will take the ulama away, one after the other one. كُلَّمَا مَاتَ عَالِمٌ. When someone dies, no one comes to replace him. And as a result, who stays among the people? Al-juhal, ignorant ones. In regard to the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Qur'an, an ilm is going to stay in the books, in the hearts of the believers, until that time comes. And then Allah does what? He takes it out of their hearts and out of their memories. Those people one day would wake up and they just forget that they even memorized the Quran. Why? In preparation for their departure from this world. So during that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, will send a breeze, a nice, beautiful breeze and wind that the believers will breathe, cause them to die. They will die at once. And then eventually, those who stay, as the Prophet has mentioned the hadith, قَالَ لَا تَقُمُ السَّاعَةُ وَيُقَالَ فِي الْأَرْضِ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ. There will be, when the sa'ah is established, when the hour is established, there will be nobody who would say, Allah, Allah, لا إله إلا الله. Because all of them are already gone. And that's when the hour will be established. So from this, the ulama, they say, subhanAllah, that's a sign. As we come closer and closer and closer to the Day of Judgment and the hour of the Day of Judgment, what happens? The believers, righteousness and piety becomes a scarce commodity. Very special thing, very rare among the people. Very rare. Which is the exact meaning of Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he says, قال, بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيْعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَى. Islam started something strange, and towards the end of time, it will come back again to be strange. And then he said, فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. Good news, and some they translate that to saying, a tree in Jannah, or Jannah, طوبة, a wadi, a valley, a place in Jannah, is for those, will be prepared for those who are غُرَبَاء, among the strangers. And the Prophet ﷺ, he was asked about that, who are they, Ya Rasulullah? Among them, قال الذين يصلحون إذا فسد الناس. Those who are working on improving things, working on guiding others and trying to help people to improve their relationship with Allah when everybody else is going astray. Like they're running against the current, they're swimming against the current. Everybody's going downhill and they're trying to climb up. Can you imagine the effort they put there? So there are very few people. And that is the ghurba. That is the estrangement that the ulama and the salihin and the ubad will find in the lab. And subhanAllah, as we see how the situation in the world and around, even the Muslim countries, in the heart of the Muslim land, even those who are worshipping Allah would like to maintain a healthy life of piety and righteousness has been harassed and attacked and being, subhanAllah, being targeted. Why? For the desire to keep a sound relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And honestly, if this is not enough for us to see that we're coming to closer to that end of Jum'ah, I don't know what else is going to be for us. All these signs are very clear. Someone might say, but wait a minute, we didn't even see yet the time of Isa alayhi salam and the Mahdi. Wouldn't that be a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make righteousness prevail and khayr prevail? True, that is true, but then what's going to happen? People forget. They take things for granted, they get used to it, and we go back again to the same thing. Over and over again. If we read the history of the Ummah, it goes into cycles. Sometimes you have a righteous governor, and then someone else comes after that. And then will be a time of corruption, and then subhanAllah, sometimes times of righteousness. And it's a cycle. So we don't know when that cycle is going to come to us. But I'd rather not to be there when this fitna starts happening in this world. Because I'm not sure in which side I will end up during times of trials and fitna. We ask Allah to protect us from all this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So from this hadith, everybody should really be sure and keen to understand that the time of trial and fitna, you need to strive and struggle to be among the few that the Prophet ﷺ is talking about over here. Look, just because people are doing it, it doesn't mean it's right to do it. Just because it's becoming, you know, popular among Muslims and everybody just practicing this, it doesn't mean it's okay for us as Muslims, you know, to do that. Why not? I mean, it's all right. I mean, no, it's not. If it's not in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the adab and the akhlaq and the manners and the practice of the early Salaf al-Salih, rahimahumullah ta'ala, then we shouldn't be doing that, no matter what it is. How good you think it is, actually. So that's the estrangement of our deen is going to be in the time that we're living in, moving forward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to strengthen our iman in our hearts. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to put that light of guidance in our hearts, in our lives, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be able to see the truth, and those who will see the truth and follow it, and see that which is wrong and stay away from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us united as one ummah, one jama'ah, one community, Ya Rabbil Alameen. To fill our hearts with love and mercy for another. We ask Allah subhanahu to make us among those who will do amr bil ma'ruf and nahy an al munkar. We ask Allah subhanahu to raise us among the righteous when the time comes to this hadith ya Rabbi to happen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among as-salihin fi dunya and fi al-akhirah. And the way we all gathered in this place, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity and the ability to gather together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la, in the highest rank of Jannah, ala sirr al-mutaqabilin, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-salihin, walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Any question, Jamal? Sure. A very good point. What about the hadith when the Prophet ﷺ says, if the day of judgment will be established and you have in your hand a fasila, to the plant, just put it in the ground, even if no one is going to benefit from it, just put it in the ground, you get the reward for it. So how is this going to happen? When the sign starts happening, and people probably see the breeze and people dying around them, maybe that's the time when you say, look, oh my God, it's happening. If you have that in your hand, just put it there. Hopefully it will be something that you get reward for it, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. But we ask Allah not to make us among those who will witness that. I don't want to be in that time, man. It's so dangerous, wallahi. So do you say that if someone lives shorter life, at least in this case, they die younger, right? Will they have a better chance to be in Jannah than those who live longer because they're going to mess up more? Well, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about quality, not quantity. It doesn't really matter. Someone who might, you know, die in their 20s, they might earn for Firdaws al-A'la versus someone who lives 100 because they haven't done enough for those years, right? It may be the opposite. Someone lived maybe 20 years, but they didn't do enough really, compared to someone lived longer life and had a better chance for them to do better. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in the heart and He values their deeds based on that. Wallahu a'lam. Yes. So the question is, when the Prophet says that before the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase that knowledge from the hearts of the people and the Quran. Why is that? So that when the day of judgment is established, that khair is no longer there. So the khair all is taken up. So destruction never happens over that khair or over the Quran. The Quran is no longer on earth. Allah subhanahu lifted it up and then everything got destroyed. That's why. How? The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that people will go to sleep like usual and they wake up and it's already gone. That's divine intervention. Are they held accountable for forgetting that? No. No, they will not be held accountable because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this before He takes them with that breeze. Naam, wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.